It's very important now that we talk about time management, because one of the biggest problems that salespeople have is in managing their time efficiently for a variety of reasons. Most salespeople have never been taught how to manage their time properly. But second of all, we tend to get into habits of mismanagement. The reason why it's so important for us to manage our time well is that we are all personal service corporations, and we sell our time, and that's all that we have to sell. If we don't sell our time or use our time effectively, then we simply cannot earn the kind of income that we want to earn. And I'm going to give you the basic keys for time management. Number one is you are only working when you're face-to-face with a real live prospect or customer. That you're not working when you're shuffling cards, and you're not working when you're filling out forms, and you're not really working when you're doing proposals. These are all preludes. These are all preambles, but these are not working. The biggest mistake that salespeople make is they think, as long as I'm doing all this preparation work, it's part of my job. No, the only part of your job that really counts, the only hours of the day that count, are when you're face-to-face and belly-to-belly, as they say, with a customer. The only thing that you have to sell is your time, and you'll always be paid according to how well you use this particular asset. Work out your annual income. A very simple way to work out what your hourly rate is this. Let us say that you've decided that your goal for the year is $25,000. Divide that by approximately 250 days, which is the number of days that you'll work, which comes out to $100 a day. Divide that by 8, which comes out to approximately 8 hours, which comes out to approximately $12.50 an hour. And then never do anything that is not a $12.50 an hour activity. If you want to earn $50,000 a year, then every single hour must be spent doing $25 an hour activities. If you want to earn $75,000 a year, then every single hour must be spent doing $37.50 activities. It's very, very simple. If you're not engaged in activities that are generating this kind of income, then you will not earn the kind of money that you want. And remember, time is your only resource. So what are the major time wasters in selling? The major time wasters are, first of all, procrastination and delay, putting off, getting out there, and talking to people. There's nothing that burns up more time than that. We stop off and do this. We sit down and have a cup of coffee. We spin our wheels over here. We have a chat. We keep putting it off. Number two is incompletion of the sales call, requiring callbacks. In other words, you're not prepared to close, or you don't close, or you don't ask for the sale often enough, so you have to go back again and back again. I remember once when I was a young man and I was making a living selling door-to-door, office-to-office, I was selling memberships in a discount club. And the cost of the memberships, I think, was $20, and this was some 16 years ago, and my commission was 40%. Which means that I got $8 for everyone that I sold. And at that time, it was worked out well. If you sold a few a day, it worked out pretty well. I was only about 23. I started off selling those, and I'd go door to door, office to office, and I would present the benefits of joining the discount club, and I would encourage the person to think it over, and I'd call them back. After building up a large clientele that was thinking it over and spending days and hours getting back to these people who were thinking it over and not getting anywhere, I made a decision one day that unless there was a very, very good reason, I was going to sell on the first call. Up to that time, I'd been selling about 3 memberships a week and just barely scraping by. From that time on, I sold 3 to 5 memberships a day because I just simply made the decision mentally that I'm going in here to sell, and I'm going to sell now, no callbacks, one time only. If you give people forever to think it over, they'll take forever to think it over. Because it's always easier to think it over than to make a buying decision. Inaccuracies and deficiencies is a major time waster. We get out there and we've got the wrong facts, we've got the wrong figures, we've got the wrong specifications, we've got the wrong price for the wrong order for the wrong materials. We've all had the occasion where we get out there and we've got exactly what we don't need in order to close the contract. So make sure that all of your paperwork is done correctly and check it in advance before you go. Ignorance is a major time waster, lack of product knowledge. The person says, well, what about this and what about that? And will it do this and will it do that? And we say, well, geez, golly, I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to somebody about that because we haven't done our homework. Very often, it's right there in the specifications, but we haven't read it yet. So then we have to go away, and then we have to come back. We have to get another appointment. Then they're busy. Then they remember they saw you last time, and you didn't seem to know what you were talking about. So they're a little bit hesitant to make another appointment with you. So really know your product. We've talked about this throughout. Product knowledge is the foundation of all sales success. Unconfirmed appointments, a major time waster. How many times do we go out to see somebody that we made an appointment with a week or 2 weeks before, and we don't reconfirm. Do you know why we don't reconfirm? Because we don't want them to say no, right? We'd much rather go there and have the secretary tell us that they're too busy or that they're out or they've changed their schedule than call up on the phone and have them say, no, I've changed my mind. But it's far better to reconfirm the appointment. In most cases, one of two things will happen. They'll say, oh, yes, I forgot, but you're right. Coming over at 2 o'clock, they will make the time available and be expecting you. They'll also consider you to be a professional. A person who reconfirms appointments is a professional person who values their time and obviously has something valuable to say. The second thing is that if their schedule has changed, what they will do is they'll say, well, look, my schedule's changed, something else has come up, and you have the opportunity to make a new appointment right there, again to write it down so as not to waste your time. Nothing worse than driving halfway across town to an unconfirmed appointment and finding the person's gone to another city for the day. Poor planning of calls in a geographic area. We've all been guilty of this. We make one call in the northeast, another call in the southwest. We put an hour between our calls, and then in the afternoon we go all the way back up to the northeast again to call on somebody. It's very important that you cluster your calls, and if you're prospecting by telephone to set up appointments, keep all of your calls clustered in as close an area as possible. And if you're going to have set up 2 or 3 days of appointments, set up one cluster in one part of the city, another cluster in another part of the city, so that you can get to as many as possible within the shortest period of time. Perfectionism, insisting on everything being perfectly in order before selling. Very often we use this as an excuse. Well, we have to really memorize every single detail. We have to check on every single form. We have to get everything prepared. And we go over this and we do anything possible to keep us from getting out there face-to-face with a customer. Recognize that you're doing this. Recognize that it's natural and normal to fear rejection. It's natural and normal to be uneasy about going out and talking to people. There's nothing wrong with it. The only thing that is wrong with it is if you allow the fear to dominate you so that it holds you back from fulfilling your potential in your business. You've got to overcome that fear if you want to achieve high levels of success and high income in this field. There is no other way. And the only way to overcome it is to do it over and over again until it doesn't bother you. Distraction, mind wandering, not paying attention to what the customer is saying, not paying attention to what the boss is saying for that matter, so that you miss key cues, you miss the nuances, you miss the subtle things, you miss the looks that the person gives at certain parts of your offering that would indicate to you what it would take to cause the person to buy or not to buy. Fatigue or overwork is another one. Being overtired. If you go out late at night and you get up early in the morning and you're tired out or you're dragged out, you're not going to be good at selling. The essence of selling is vitality. If you like, personal vitality, energy. And the more energy you have, the more energy you project in the form of enthusiasm and conviction to the other person. If you're tired out, you have low levels of energy, like a battery that's been worn out. And I strongly suggest that if you're going to sell 5 days a week, you owe it to yourself to go to bed early 5 days a week so that you're fresh and alert. This will translate into an enormous amount of money. Go to bed early, get a good night's sleep so you feel great in the morning and that you have the resilience. When you meet that rejection, when people say, no, I'm not interested, I'm not in the market, I can't afford it, which you're going to reach every day, I think it was Vince Lombardi that said, fatigue doth make cowards of us all. When you're tired, it's very hard to take rejection. It depresses you. It tires you out even more. Whereas if you're fresh and you're resilient and you've got energy and you've had a good breakfast, people can tell you no and it'll just bounce off you, just like Teflon, if you like. It's very important. Lack of ambition, desire, and energy, especially lack of ambition. There's nothing that can help a person that has no ambition. I was talking to a senior salesperson from one of Canada's largest companies, and it turns out that these people all have an average length of service of about 20 years. They never get fired because they've got a salesman's union. They're all on fixed salary. There's no incentives and no commission. And I was trying to talk to them about setting goals for themselves, setting higher targets, managing their time better. I'm sorry, he said, I can't relate to any of that. He said, I have no ambition. He said, I don't care if I do more. I don't care if I do less. It doesn't change my income, it doesn't change my position, doesn't change my responsibilities. Why should I? He said, I just prefer to work my 8 hours and go home and watch television. This is a 40-year-old man. Oh, my Lord, I said, you're going to live till you're 80 or 90 years old, according to the latest longevity studies. And at 40 years old, the fires are out. At 40 years old, there's no ambition, there's no desire, there's no energy, there's no enthusiasm. What kind of a person is that? He's got another 50 years to live. Probably not. Okay, here's some tips to increase your sales effectiveness by using your time to maximize efficiency. Number one, advanced planning. Peter Drucker says that action without thinking is the cause of every failure. The time it takes you to sit down and go through this course material and work out your presentation, identify your prospects, organize what you're going to say, plan your closes, and, by the way, practice them on your family. Practice them on your children. Practice them on your bosses. Practice them in your office, if you like. Practice them on your fellow salespeople, and especially practice them on your prospects, because there's nothing that will make you more fluent in selling than going out and actually doing it. When you're spending 2 or 3 or even 4 or 5 hours a day with customers explaining in the high-tension situation of selling, it's draining. It just will exhaust you. You can come home at the end of a selling day and be wiped. If that's the case, go to bed early. Get 10 hours sleep. Get 12 hours sleep. But you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your success to be fresh. Read 20 to 30 minutes in sales motivation or inspiration every morning to get started right. Get up early enough to sit and think and reflect and plan your day and learn and read. This is the most valuable lesson that I've ever given to anyone in sales. I do it myself every morning. If I go to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning and I have an appointment at 9, I get up at 7 or 7:30 so I can spend the time to read. Because I find that if you spend 30 minutes reading every morning, your whole day gets set off right. If you don't spend the time reading, what you do is you're just like an athlete that rushes onto a field into competition without any warm-up period. Schedule your first appointment early. Very important, especially the people that are the hardest to get to. Very often, they're the ones that are in the office at 7 or 7:30. Sometimes they're in even earlier. And they're the ones often who stay in the office till 5:30 or 6. And if you will offer to meet them early, meet them in their office for coffee at 7:30 in the morning, often they're just wide open to it. They're just gung-ho people. And the people who are the most difficult to get to see, who have the least time to spare to see you, are almost always your most valuable prospects. Have you noticed the people that have all the time in the world never buy anything? It's the people that are hard to get through to that are the valuable ones. So be creative. I remember once I called a fellow for an appointment using my opening line. He said, sure. He said, why don't you come and see me in the morning? I said, what time in the morning? I said, well, how about early? I said, sure, I'll come early. He said, how about 6? I said, oh, sure, okay. You know, yeah. What time would you really like to get together? He said, 6. I'll be in the office by 6. I'm never in there later than 6. I learned later that that was true. I said, okay, I'll meet you in your office at 6. I'd rise to the challenge. It turned out to be actually very good. Over the course of a couple of years, I did a lot of business with that company. Well, it was the middle of the winter. The snow was drifting. I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I got dressed. I drove all the way across town through the snow, and I drove up to this person's office. I got there early. I wasn't going to get there late. I was there at 5:45, and I parked my car in the parking lot, and the parking lot was lit up with these overhead lights, and there wasn't another car for miles. And I sat there with my engine on, with the heater going, sitting in the parking lot, saying to myself, what if I have been bamboozled? And I'm sitting there thinking and waiting. 6 o'clock comes. Nobody's there. 6:05, 6:10, 6:15, he showed up. He had trouble getting out of his garage. It had happened. But he was there. We had a very, very good meeting, and it led to an enormous amount of business. But I couldn't have gotten to see him during the day because he was just far too busy. Spend 75% of your time prospecting until you become too busy servicing customers. Get out there and prospect. See people. Knock on doors. When I started in any sales field, I make one resolution. And you can use this today as a starting point. Starting off, decide you're going to go out and make 100 calls within the next 20 to 30 days. You're going to make 100 calls, cold calls or telephone calls, and get face-to-face with 100 new prospects. If you will do that, you'll never look back. Get that head of steam going. Don't worry whether you close this one or close that one or anything else. Just get out and see 100 people and tell them about your product in a logical, organized way, and you'll never look back. The reason why people aren't making a lot of money in selling is because they're not talking to enough people. That's the reason. It's not because business is bad or prices are up or unemployment is high. It's because people aren't talking to enough people. And I know salespeople who are making excellent wages today, excellent incomes, in the same industries that other people say there's no business because business is terrible. Well, spend your entire day working. Make every minute count. Don't think of your day in terms of hours. Don't think of it in terms of mornings and afternoons. Think of it in terms of minutes. Thomas Carlyle once said a very interesting thing. He said, people that would never think of committing suicide or ending their life would think nothing of dribbling their life away in useless minutes and hours every day. So use every minute. Make every minute count. Don't waste coffee breaks. Don't just ever sit down and have a cup of coffee and spend 15 or 20 or 30 minutes just killing time drinking coffee. Always be working. Have coffee with clients. Have coffee on the road. Have coffee when you're preparing something, but don't just sit and have a coffee break. You are not salaried laborers. Salaried laborers have coffee breaks. You are professionals in one of the most exciting professions in the world, and the only thing you get paid for is your time usage. Look at these statistics. If you save 20 minutes every morning and 20 minutes every afternoon by never taking coffee breaks or by using that time usefully, that's 2 coffee breaks a day times 20 times 5 days a week, working days, times 50 weeks a year, which is the number of weeks you work, it works out to 10,000 minutes. Do you know what 10,000 minutes works out to? It works out to about 166 hours a year. 166 hours equals 4 plus weeks of 40-hour weeks of working time. It equals an additional month's income per year just by not wasting coffee breaks. What's even worse is look at the next statistic. Work at lunchtime. Never sit around eating lunch. Never go out and waste time eating lunch. Use your lunch hours. If you cannot be calling on people or having lunch with prospects or customers, use your lunch hours to get ready to be out at it again immediately after lunch. If you save your lunch hours or use them for useful work rather than sitting around wasting time with other people who are going nowhere with their lives for that matter, 1 hour per day times 5 days per week times 50 weeks a year works out to 250 hours per year. 250 divided by 40 equals what? It equals 6 plus weeks, 40-hour weeks each year. Which means that if you use your lunch times well and use your coffee breaks well, and you take a few minutes in the morning, get started a little bit earlier, you can find you can add as much as 2.5 to 3 months of income to your income every year. And I guarantee you, that's what the top people are doing. That's what the big money makers are doing. They're not sitting around drinking coffee, complaining, moaning and groaning. And I'm not saying that you do it either. I want to tell you something about this course and you. And it is that we know from the work that we've done all over the country that only the most exceptional people will come to courses like this. That of the thousands and even probably 10 to 15,000 people who've seen our advertising, only you decided to take the time and invest it in yourself to learn how to be more effective in selling, which means that you've already made the decision to be outstanding in this field. And I take my hat off to you. And that's why I say to my wife over and over again, I said, the people that come to our courses are always the very best people, because only the best people will invest in themselves. And so when I give examples and I talk about wasting time, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people that aren't here, all right? Listen to tapes in your cars, always. Avoid the radio. Make all driving time learning time. The average salesperson drives 25,000 miles a year if they move around. 25,000 miles a year at a very minimum is 500 hours per year. 500 hours divided by 40 equals 12.5 weeks, which one university semester every single year that you can spend learning. What is going to happen to a person who's learning 12.5 weeks a year? If you took 12.5 weeks a year off to increase your talents and abilities, how much more capable or more competent, how much more highly paid would you be? Listen to tapes. I cannot overemphasize this. I'm a fanatic on tapes. Tapes have done me so much good. Tapes have helped me and everybody that I know so much. I do not know a really successful salesperson who is not listening to tapes in their car every single minute they're driving. I do not know an unsuccessful salesperson who does listen to tapes. And it's as simple as that. You say, well, I can't afford them. Don't believe it. One set of tapes by the right authority that gives you one idea that enables you to close one more sale per week or one more sale per day, that's all you need to put yourself in the big money makers in your profession. And the information that is on tapes, because of the competitive nature of tape production, is some of the finest information available in the world. There's information on this tape that have taken some of our smartest men and women their lifetimes to learn, to consolidate and put it on a few tapes for a few dollars. So by all means, listen to tapes. Use a day timer and write down every note and appointment. With regard to a day timer, I think the finest time management system I've ever seen is the system here called Your Time and Your Life by Charles Hobbs. I think it's one of the finest tape programs ever taped. It teaches you how to use a day timer, and if you use a day timer properly, you can as much as double the effectiveness of your time management. Upgrade your sales skills continually. Get better, get sharper. Read more books. listen to more tapes, attend more seminars, and practice, practice, practice. If you can increase your ratio of closes to presentations, it's the very best use of your time. If you can close one sale a day with your current level of skill, and you can close two sales a day with an upgraded level of skill, you can literally double your income. And that's possible just simply by making the efforts. See more people, prospect and qualify more readily. Selling is always a numbers game. See better people, but see more of them. Start earlier and work later. Always concentrate on the most productive use of your time. Always ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now leading to a sale? Don't do anything that is not leading to a sale. Use your prime time, your specific hours between 8 and 6 every single day to see people. Do your paperwork, do your detail work, do your planning work away from those prime time hours. Remember, you're only selling when you're face to face, belly to belly, with somebody who is qualified and who's capable of buying.